Hey, good afternoon, traders and investors. This is JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2019, and it's around 3:46 Central Time in the afternoon. I just wanted to touch base with you guys today. We're in a market, still in a bull market, but I kind of wanted to talk to you about your circle, your inner circle, how important it is. A lot of times, we as investors, we don't really have anyone in our age group or in our immediate circle who we can talk with, basically sharpen our countenance, our investing countenance, or even our trading countenance. And if you're into options, that circle is even smaller. So if you can seek out that group, that trusted group or that trusted individual who you can have a phone call with, even a text chat, video chat, or even the occasional email, or if you want to go that route. But if you can actually meet in person and have a discussion to tighten up your trading plan, come up with new ideas, new strategies, test new strategies, it's going to be an exponential boost, or mean an possibly an exponential boost in our return or our development as traders and investors. We need that. We're looking to build confidence. We're looking to build we're looking to speed up our development properly, and make our process, almost automated. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and his big thing is automation. And I was letting him know that is one of the keys to to becoming a disciplined trader. And we all suffer from it, but you know, human emotion comes into it. I mean, that's what moves the market. Human emotion, the exuberance, fear, excitement, overconfidence. And you can see it at different price levels and different stocks, different indexes. But when we automate our trades or automate our actions within the market, it removes that human emotion. I told him, I'll get excited. I might play a hunch unnecessarily, and I'll take that loss. You know, or I'll hold a loser too long and wait for it to turn around, and I'm running out of expiration days. So I'm big on automation. I'm big on having the right mastermind group, three or more, where really I like under five if we can, to where unless everybody's like-minded and we're on the same page, and you know, it just has to be that trusted group where everyone can glean something from it. So we need to increase our circles and search for that group that we can find a mentor, or we can even just sharpen our ideas and expound on a few things. So guys, this was just a quick post-market type of podcast today, episode today. You know, I'm very, very excited about a conversation I have with a buddy of mine that mentioned another young trader who's not far from where I live, and you know, he's pretty much has a pretty good program in place, and we're all going to try to meet up and try to figure out what we can do in this market. He's struggling with the volatility of the market. I like the volatility. So if we can all get our heads together and figure out a few things, we'll see where we go from there. But I just wanted to let you know, keep going, keep pushing hard, and let's perfect our process. The market week, I've been watching actually the streaming wars. I've watched Netflix, I've watched Roku. I mean, it's almost like the you could see the sector rotation, or the intra-sector rotation within there. One day you had Netflix just sold off over $3, and Roku jumped, I think, maybe over $7 within the same markets, I guess, that within that particular market session. And Roku bounced off some Disney news that had already been out there, but the market actually responded to it. So We're watching Boeing as well, just kind of see that it jumped. They've made some C-suite adjustments, but we're waiting for that 737 MAX 8 to resurface. And another stock that I'm looking at, I'm in the gaming sector. I've been watching Take-Two. I'm taking a loss on an options trade on there. But watch that. I'm kind of staying away from that a little bit. And I'm looking at Microsoft to the upside. If it stays over 140, 141, I like that. But we'll just see how things go. We need to see the trade agreement and see how the market responds to just any rumor or any news. But keep your ears to the street and let's build our mastermind group, guys. That's pretty much it for today. Have an outstanding Thursday and Friday, and let's make things happen in that market. Take care.